Okay. Hello, this is Ada Smith. Ada, Ada, either one doesn't matter. Back with another broadcast because the first one got interrupted. I don't know if I want to post it or not, but I'm going to decide. But anyway, today we're going to be talking about childhood and how it affects our adult living life or just our living life period. Adult and our teenagers, all that, it affects everything. Our childhood affects everything. And some people don't realize how it affects us. But I do. Speaking from experience, my childhood was crap. Like, I barely had any fun. I was always inside. Had the boringest life. Worst mother. Treated me like crap. Literally treated me like crap. Imagine. I wasn't even 14. I was like, 12, 11, 10. And she'd say a bunch of crap to me. How she wished she aborted me, all that. You know, and today, from that day on, it just affects how I live, my lifestyle and all that. I wouldn't say that it molded me into a better person, but it molded me to realize that no matter what who the person is or what they are to you, that you can't always say family over everything or whatever you want to call it, because at the end of the day, everybody's gonna do what they want to do because they feel like you're not an obligation to them. I mean, I was an obligation to her, but she didn't really care about me. First child, I was her first child and my dad's first child, but she didn't give a fuck about me. My dad lives in Africa, by the way. He don't live here. Yeah, he lives in Africa. My mom stays in the same state, but back to my childhood. Anyways, she treated me like crap. Real crap. She used to beat me, she used to beat my ass. Like, if you know who I am, you see me, you know I have this mark on my forehead. Sis, ugh. Me and my cousin, the story behind that is something else. I don't even know if I should put it in here, I don't know. But just know, it was over something very petty and stupid. I missed the bus. Me and my cousin missed the bus. I got the worst punishment. My cousin barely got anything because her mom was better than my mom. Her mom wasn't that asshole as mine. But anyways, yes, my childhood was crap. Lived through it. Since that day, I just been wanting to die. Don't feel like living, none of that. Like, it just got worse. I feel like my childhood just got worse after that. You know? Babysitting. Like, I couldn't have fun like the rest of the kids had fun. Parents would go shopping for the kids. My mom wouldn't. I don't even like calling her my mom because she never acted like a mom towards me. Like, she liked my other siblings better than me. Like, she would do stuff for my other siblings, but she wouldn't do it for me. Like, she told my siblings that she loves them and all that. And all that bullcrap. You know, kiss them, hug them. But she never done it to me. Right when she gave birth to me, she just gave me away and left. She never cared for me at one point. But when I was beneficial to her, that's when she needed me. That's when she needed me the most. So she gave me away at birth. Grandma took me in, staying with my grandma. Grandma brought me to the U.S. or whatever. My mom needed something out of me, so she and my stepdad, which he's really nice, I don't understand why he got with her. Her and my stepdad, my brother's dad, got me from New York. It was like a fight over me, you know. Grandma didn't want me to leave. Mom wanted me to leave for some odd reason. Left with her, started living with my mom. She started treating me like shit. Never really gave a fuck about me, by the way, like I said. You guys probably think I'm just overreacting, but if you see me and her in person, you can literally see the hate in shoddy eyes. Like, she literally hates my guts. But I don't care. Anyways, I mean, I wasn't a good of a child, but I don't think any child deserves the way that I was treated, good or bad. Like, you just don't deserve that kind of treatment. But anyways, back to the story. So we moved, and mind you, when she took me from my grandma, we were just moving from state to state. Like, not once did we ever settle down. And when we did settle down, it was in Iowa here, which is where I'm at right now. We did settle down in Iowa. She had we settled down in Iowa. But we were before we settled down in Iowa, we were going around. Like, we were literally going to state to state to state to state. And that shit was aggravating as fuck. So, you know, I only had one birthday. my birthday party, and that was when I was 5, living with my grandma. But yeah, we just moved from state to state. She was aggravating, like cars, buses. We was in cars, buses, like every, like not every day, but like let's say every 4-3 weeks, we was in cars, just moving from state to state to state. So we finally moved to Michigan. Mind you, she didn't even like me. She just wanted me for some odd reason. I don't even know why she wanted, but she wanted me. So we moved to Michigan with my stepdad, my step grandma, my brother's dad's mom. We moved with them. My aunt, my step auntie, step cousins, all them. And my other cousin, not gonna say no names. She and her mom was living in Michigan too. Like we literally like lived next to each other. So you know, we were best friends. We did everything together. I told her everything. She knew everything about me. So like whenever my mom would start abusing me, you know, physically, mentally, I would always run away. Sometimes I would go to my cousin's house, which is my best friend. Sometimes I wouldn't want to go there because then her mom would ask me what's wrong, and then I don't have to tell her what's wrong, and then she would have to go to my mom, and then when I go home, I'm going to be like, so you over there, tell my business, blah, 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 and then I would get abused even more. So I tried to avoid getting abused, but you know, a person can only take so much. So after that, she got pregnant, gave birth to my little brother in Michigan, and then we moved to Iowa, and she got pregnant in Iowa too, and she gave birth in Iowa too, and we were like living in River Hills, what it's called, in Iowa. Those apartments called River Hills. Like mostly all the African kids been there, you know, they are known, but we're not gonna get into that. But anyways, we moved there, and I guess it was fun because we'd always sneak out. So now that she gave birth, I was always babysitting, so I never had like the chance to go out and stuff. So I was always babysitting my brother, so to say that. And it wasn't just me and her, it was me, my brothers, and before we got our own place, we were living with other people. Mind you, she didn't even care we were living with other people. She still abused me while we were living with other people. They wouldn't be there for me physically, but they was there, like, just talking, you know, like, saying you shouldn't be doing that to your daughter, beating her, all that. They were just talking, but they never, like, physically actually stopped her from hitting me. Like, just you, her talking, saying, or they even taking me out the environment. They never once did that. They just spoke to her. And that even made it worse because then she felt like I was showing out, or I was telling her business to other people, which I wasn't. So, you know, before that, we got our own place. After that, we got our own place. And we were just living there. And I was, just, like, literally just babysitting. My brother and sister barely went out. She did all the going out. She went to work. And I was just there babysitting. And mind you, we were living with my step-auntie and my step-brother. We were living there. All of them was living there, and they all knew how she treated me. I remember this one time, and then when somebody does get involved, it always turns out to be like something worse. It was never good. So you know, people try not to get involved, but it's like you can't help it because you know she's abusing a little child. But anyways, so no, my auntie would step auntie would step in sometimes because she didn't like the way I was being treated. Oh, mind you, my step grandma was living with us too. So while she was living with us, she would still do that to me. Like, she really didn't care who was there, who was not there. She would do it to me in front of them, or she would call me in the room and just, like, literally abuse me. Like, she would beat me with anything she set her eyes on. And this shit was, like, it was, I don't know. I can't even put it into words, you know? So just know I had a rough childhood. Not that I'm saying that it's rough. Sorry, not saying that it was rough, the other people's childhood, but it was like, you know, something that I think that I went through that I think I need to discuss. I never talked about it because I never felt the need to talk about it. I just felt like me talking about it is me giving people to give me sympathy and all that bull crap, which I don't need.
But it was kind of hurtful to know that my mother never loved me in the way that I thought she loved me or like she should, you know, my child. But yeah, but like now it affects how I live, how I think, and like literally everything about me. Now I'm like a closed book because I'm so used to being closed up from the world and everything else. So now like so used to staying in, not doing that, not doing this, and now it's like stuck with me, you know, stuck with me. And it's so hard to change it because it's like something that I'm used to, you know. So it's like, I don't know. But that's the story about my childhood. I would be posting once a week. I'll be posting, so tune in next week for another broadcast from Ada Smith. Yes. Anyways, yeah, comment down below or send me a little message, tell me how your childhood was and all that. Oh yeah, before I go, let me tell you about how I live now. So now it's like, it's really complicated. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, everything is just so weird about me. I don't even know the definition of weird, but everything is just weird about me. And it's so, so crazy. The way I act, the way I think, it just, and mentally it hurts. Like, sometimes I would sit down and just think about everything. And that would be the main topic in my head because it hurts so much. Like, sometimes I act like it don't hurt, like I don't care, but it hurts. And then when I do see her, it's like seeing the devil itself, which brings fear to my heart. Like, I can't even stand to look her in the face. That's how much, like, I feel disgusted with myself when I'm with her. And I'm not gonna lie, I do feel like I'm better than her. Like, I do feel like I'm better than her. She like, I don't know, I feel like I'm better than her. And I think at first it affected my first child because we'll get into that later. But it did affect my lifestyle and my first child because there was no love there. There was nothing. Like, I just felt empty for her. But now I'm starting to gain those feelings. Like, it just makes me, now that when I sit and think about it, it makes me want to be 12 times better than what bless me, thank you, than what I was, than what my mom was.